that track right there and Some Ride the Wave featuring Valet, am I right? Or is it Valet?
Valet.
Oh, well, there you go. I'm here with Anthem. Kia ora.
Hello.
And explain that track. I don't think I've ever actually asked you behind Ride the Wave. So, yeah.
So that was a few singles ago now that came out with saxophone by Jimmy Rainey, the man, the myth, the legend. And I met Valet a while ago at a gig, I think, and we were just kind of talking about putting a track together. It's one of those things, we'll work on something. It kind of sat in the pipeline a bit, and then I sent him this, and he really dug it and came over, did his verse. We played around with it for a wee while, and then boom.
Yeah, it happens. Eh?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a natural process. Like, you know when everything clicks.
Yeah, yeah. It was super easy. Like, he literally turned it around within, you know, like a week or so. Like, it was just one of those things that, you know, when it was happening, it just happened fast. Mm. And it came out really, really cool.
Oh my gosh. How fast are your flips normally? Like, how?
Oh, horrifically slow. Like, especially now that I've been producing, like, I just sit on stuff for so long. So it was kind of like nice to, like, actually get something away a little bit faster.
Uh-huh. Do you think that the songs that happen faster are the better ones?
I don't know.
Is there correlation?
Yeah. Maybe. Like, I think I'm just bad at, like, I'll get to, you know, 75-80% and still really like it, and then it's just that last, like, little bit, I'm just like, oh. So I don't really know if there's a better or worse kind of thing.
Ride the Wave is, of course, not your most recent track, and some, there have been a few before or since then, as you say, so we won't talk about Better For You just yet, because that's coming up. But what have been the tracks in between then?
Yeah, so I've put out 4 this year, I think. So there's Do It Like That, Ride the Wave, and then Lies and Better For You, which were all produced by me, which was cool.
Humble flex.
Yeah, well, as of last year, I hadn't really done much production, and I was banging out tracks, just kind of working with people and getting beats and stuff. So this year, I kind of took, like, a bit of a step back and just tried to take some time to work on the production. Like, I think last year I put out, I don't know, 20 songs or something. It was like a horrific amount of songs, but, you know, this year compared to 4, I feel like I've done nothing. But, like, it's kind of nice being able to just have been involved in that production side of things a bit more.
Uh-huh. Well, you put a lot more focus into one track, I guess, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And just, like, so much longer to organize. It used to be just, like, beat, kind of record, send it away. Whereas now it's just, like, just so much room to kind of navigate and bounce around and kind of stall. But it's been really fun.
Do you think that comes with just you being better as a producer?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, still taking time to figure it out. And, you know, playing around with sounds and different kind of, like, plugins and things like that. And then, like, yeah, it's one of those things. The more you do it, the faster and the better you get. So it's kind of, I've been working on things that are going to be coming out next year that have kind of come around a little bit more quickly. But still just kind of figuring it out.
Yes. And I mean, who isn't figuring it out right
now?
Exactly.
You know? Exactly.
Such a tentative time for everyone. You have been working with some fantastic artists collaborating. So who have been some of your fave collabs as of late?
As of late? Well, the Valet one was wicked to do. And then got a single in the pipeline with the breakfast guest as of yesterday, Jazz Patterson. Just put out a new song as well. That's probably going to be the next one. Which is really cool, and it had some production from Sam Cullen, who is a Wellington-based artist who's come down here a couple times.
Nice.
And then been trying to do work with a few people, doing some production with local band The Response.
Nice.
Kind of just doing some back and forth tracks. Just it's been fun, kind of getting some people who are a bit more experienced producing, kind of just coming in and helping out with a few things. But other than that, haven't really got too many collaborations in the pipeline. I think that I've been involved in the production, I've just kind of been keeping it a little bit more of a secret. So
yeah, uh-huh.
Hopefully once I kind of get things a little bit more finished, I'll be able to reach out and work with some more people.
Keeping your cards close to your chest indeed, which is like a serve, frankly. Yeah. And that's what I mean about the humble flex of producing all your own stuff. Yeah. There's an independence that comes with it all that's real cool. So yes, kudos to you.
Thank you.
I want to touch on being a white guy rapping.
Yeah, yeah.
So how has that process been for you, I guess? Or have you, like, internalized any of that? Like, is that a thing?
I don't know. I mean, I guess, like, it's something that, it's a tricky one, I guess.
Like, I'm putting you on the spot.
I haven't really had any issues with it, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, of course not.
I feel like as long as you're kind of being authentic and talking about things that are relatable to you and what you were doing, you know, I think it's pretty obvious when kind of you see a lot of people trying to be something that they're not. And,
yeah.
And they, you know, might have a certain accent or talk about things or act a certain way that really comes across, I don't know, fake or inauthentic.
Mm.
So I think as long as you're kind of just, you know, being true to yourself and your artistry, then, you know, there's not really an issue with
it. There's no problem. Yeah. Hell yeah. I should have asked a question before, but who are some of your Christchurch, I guess, artists that you want to collaborate with?
Well, yeah, Valet was the big one, so nice to have that kind of ticked off. Me and Big Seema have been trying to work on something for, for ages. It just hasn't kind of panned out. Lewis, from who's been working with Illustrate lately, we've got a couple songs in the pipeline. And so just getting those things sorted, man, is, you know, we've been talking about collaborating for, you know, for ages, and it's just never kind of happened. So it's kind of just trying to get that over the line at the moment.
Mm-hmm. I will play some ads and then Better For You, but then afterwards we'll chat all things RDU45.
Cool.
And more on you. But yes, I'm here with Ansem, RDU Breakfast, all that.
Mainz is one of Aotearoa's premier audio institutes. From the 15th to the 18th of November, Mainz will be offering DJ short courses held by local DJ and producer Patella. This short course will focus on getting you comfortable in the mix and honing your skills on industry standard gear. Head to www.mainz.ac.nz to secure your spot.
Tunesocked, a night of tunes from three of our finest bands, featuring Too Woke for Toast, Marsha, and The Gateways. We love Darkroom and have had much fun here over the years. Now we want to show our appreciation for this awesome venue. Therefore, all funds from tickets will go towards The Darkroom, so we can help keep our favourite venue strong and enjoy live music here for many, many years to come. Come down to Tunesocked, Thursday the 11th of November. Doors open at 8. Make sure to get down early, as limited ticket numbers apply. See you there.
The ball itself has its own energy, or life force, if you will. Its natural environment is in the hole. So why don't you send him home? His bags are packed. He's got his airplane tickets. Bring him to the airport. Send him home.
Hold up, young man, don't do enough. These days I've been so stuck, and I know I could be better for ya. Hold up, young man, don't do enough. These days I've been so stuck, and I know I could be better for ya. Wake up, send shit again, all that. I've been really doing me, trying to stay on track. Why you always on my line, wanna run it back? And I don't even have the time, something that I lack. Okay, might not get that to bed today. I got moves to make, I got plans to change. Why they always wanna talk like they're doing the most? Like I mean something, I'm not one to boast. Don't get too close, baby, I've been known to ghost. And then I might just dip, leave you on your own. I've been up too late, might hit your phone again. Story of my life, how you gonna tell your friends? I don't like the way that you always play pretend. I don't have the time on hand to make amends, so what you really saying then? I've been up so late these days, baby, just trying to get some money on my plate today. So what you really gonna say to me like that? I don't know why you playing all these games, I don't have the time. Hold up, young man, don't do enough. These days I've been so stuck, and I know I could be better for ya. Hold up, young man, don't do enough. These days I've been so stuck, and I know I could be better for ya. Hold up, young man, don't do enough. These days I've been so stuck, and I know I could be better for ya. Hold up, young man, don't do enough. These days I've been so stuck, and I know I could be better for ya.
That track right there, and some Better For You, and you're better for it, listening to RDU Breakfast. I'm back with Ansem himself.
Hello, hello.
Hello. So let's chat RDU 45. Right now we've got a campaign campaign going on here at RGU. We've launched it and we're well over halfway now. We want to refit the Box Quarter Studios and turn them into Saltbox. Here we are on St. Asaph Street in lovely Ōtautahi. Essentially, we want to produce a dedicated creative hub. Oh my gosh, I've said this how many times and I can't today. For local musicians. So yes, as a local musician, cut to scene. How does it feel to have all of this going on? I mean, honestly, it's been the only thing I've talked about for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, so. Yeah, it's super exciting. And I think it's super needed as well to kind of have something like this. I think, like, as I've kind of been hearing, but, you know, being involved and hearing more about the kind of project, it's something that I think would be really beneficial to developing musicians. Like, there hasn't really been a space in, you know, Christchurch or Canterbury where you can kind of go with, like, a, you know, an idea formed or something that you're working on to get people who are more experienced to offer guidance and support. Like, it's something that is really beneficial, and I know that, you know, a few years ago it would have been something that I would have jumped on even now as I've been more involved in kind of production. You know, it's great just being able to, you know, bounce ideas off people and kind of get feedback and advice. So I think it's something that's going to be really, really cool.
Hell yeah. Well, it'll be moth to a flame. I can just tell.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Everyone's going to be flocking on in. The thing is, we just have to get the funds to do so. So yes, yeah. Booster.org.nz projects RDU45, but I'm not going to talk about that anymore. I've already asked you on air before about how you started. So maybe we should chat about how you started with RDU.
Yeah, yeah. So I've been here behind the scenes, kind of sneaking in a little bit. So I had the internship through the New Zealand Music Commission doing a bit of everything, really, I guess, like content, like videography, design, writing, which was a really fun experience. I think that was like 20 weeks I was here, and then they decided to keep me on for a little bit. So I've been doing a bit of content writing while I finish off my degree across the road in design. So that's all starting to wrap up pretty soon, which is pretty crazy. So,
you know. If you lived between these buildings, you would have like a kilometre square where you exist.
I know. I swear, like, every day it's just like this boom, boom, boom.
Just back and forth, pinball, yeah. Oh, gosh. Who are some people who, when you think back to when you started at RDU, I guess, are the ones that you think of? And how has RDU changed since then?
Yeah, well, probably I've known Simon for a wee while, and it's funny because, you know, as I sent my first track into RDU like, you know, 4 or 5 years ago or something, you know, I think I sent it to Simon or Jamie or someone. So just, you know, as I've grown as a musician and I've kind of grown and developed, I've got a lot more to do with RDU. Won the Magnet Award last year, which is quite cool. So it's kind of been funny, like, just my involvement with RDU has just kind of grown and grown, and now I'm kind of stuck here working.
Yeah, I feel the same. Yeah. I'm a media student and then show it once a week and then just leveling up continually.
Yeah, yeah.
And here you are listening to our two voices, so.
It's full circle.
A part of me thinks about RDU in like eras almost, because I've always wondered when it comes to just my identity and RDU, where I fit, because I feel like we're sort of a cusp generation almost.
Yeah, yeah.
Because RDU's history is so long you kind of have to break it up like this. I wonder if Saltbox Studios is going to be the defining thing of our sort of era of RDU.
Yeah, yeah. I think so. Like, I think the last big thing was kind of like the little van that they kind of all broadcasted at, which, you know, is a little bit before my time, really. So it's kind of cool to be involved in something that's going to be like a real kind of legacy thing that, yeah, because it's like looking back kind of at the 45 years, it's been like the amount of like stuff that they've done is like insane. Like,
it is. It's so wild how many people have been involved.
Yeah, yeah, it's ridiculous. Like, it's so incredible, like, just the amount of stuff that they've done, and you had no idea until you kind of just like dug it out from the archives and was like, oh, sure, that's pretty cool.
Yes. Oh, that's the thing. So humble, you know? You really got to dig for some of the archive stuff. But yeah. Yes, I think it's before truck or after truck.
Yeah.
You know, everyone that's here that wasn't in the truck
exactly.
The new fold.
It's a pinnacle moment.
Yes. Oh, I wish I could have seen it.
Yeah.
The way it was lined with grass.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyways. Gosh, I'm trying to think of other things to ask you, but we've had how many interviews on RDU?
I know, a few.
So what does the future hold for you beyond what we know?
Yeah, so, as I said, working on the track with Jazz Patterson, which is hopefully going to be coming out early next year. And I've got a few things in the pipeline at the moment. Maybe an EP. Who knows?
Ooh.
I don't know if I can commit to that. I think I've just been enjoying kind of putting out singles that have all kind of been slightly different, and just kind of seeing what works and what doesn't and what I enjoy. I'd say, like, you know, jazz rap was probably the tag that would be, you know, described to my music as of this year, which I really do like. But I might try and, you know, just drop a few things that are a little different, maybe a little more electronic. So just trying to expand on my production and, you know, push the boundaries a little bit. I think I'd definitely love to kind of finish next year on an album or a project, but, you know, just it's hard to kind of commit to that at the moment. So, yeah, a few things in the pipeline, and they'll just kind of get rolled out as kind of this year.
Hell yeah. Gosh, if you're working with Jazz Patterson and it's jazz rap, can we expect her to be rapping on the next track?
I'll ask her. I'm sure she'll love to. But,
wow,
yeah.
Gosh. Might have just written that in the stars, right? feel free to say final words as I plug in a final track from you. Which one do you want?
let's go Lies, eh?
Hell yeah. But yes, whatever you want to say, go ahead, take the floor.
I'd say, I donate to IDU45. They've been wicked in supporting me throughout all my not that many years of career. It's going to be a really exciting kind of project, and I'm super grateful to be a part of it.
Yes, oh, same. Hell yeah. Thank you so much for coming into the studio.
Thank you.
Especially on Canterbury Anniversary.
I know, you're about there partying.
Hey, oh my gosh.
Take it at the time. Don't want to wear none of your vibes. Say your name, can't look me in the eyes. Baby, been sick of my lies. One day I'ma take it at the time. Don't want to wear none of your vibes. Say your name.